Jim, first of all, congratulations to you and your team. Congrats on a big win. Your team obviously found its scoring today. You got to be happy with how your team played.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. You know, no question. But, you know, hockey's a funny game because, you know, I don't know if we were any better tonight than we were last night. But you know what? We found ways to get pucks in the net. And it was just a lot of the things we talked about. The first goal, we just had a lot of people go to the net. It was chaos. And Lauren Miller found it and got it in. Second goal, again, a good net front presence, a good screen. And Alexis Joyce scores. And then the same in the third period. We had people in front of the net, power play goal, people screenshot. The fourth goal is a tip. I mean, all the things we talked about. Mm-hmm. And tonight, the bounces went our way.
We talked about all of it. The power play goals you guys had been struggling with so much, and you scored two on two chances tonight. You know, you talk about puck luck, and your team obviously figured that out, didn't they?
You know what? Like I said, the first goal, Eve just did a great job. She got her head up. You know, Christine Grenier, great job of screening the goalie. And she got the puck through, and you know, the goalie, you know, when they can't see it, it's awful tough to stop it. And on that last one, boy, it's just all Laura Miller. I mean, she just absolutely took a, you know, big slapper and beat, you know, Hensley up top, which was a, you know, it was a hat trick for her. It was a power play goal, and certainly I think the bench was probably more excited with that goal with what, 16 seconds left in the game than all the others, just because it was a hat trick goal and pretty neat to see.
Well, you know, it's crazy. I've watched a lot of Beaver women's hockey. I haven't seen many hat tricks. It's always fun to
see absolutely. That
in women's hockey. And for the Beavers, those things should be celebrated because they're few and far between. They shouldn't be few and far between, but kudos to Lauren Miller. She had a heck of a game.
Well, you know, we've said many times, Kelly, it's awful hard to score at this level, hard to score in this league. But, you know, it's typical Lauren. You know, the first two, actually Cicely Nelson thought she had her first career goal, but the puck went off her stick and off Lauren and in the net. You know, the first goal was just off a scramble like we talked about. But that third goal, it was just a great shot. But, you know, all the credit goes to the girls because they came in here after a really frustrating loss last night. But I thought they had a great attitude. They worked hard and they were rewarded.
Well, Coach, as you can see by looking at my first period notes, the first thing I wrote on there was to talk about Miller. Even after the first period, she was so noticeable on the ice. She had such a presence. You could tell that this team wasn't going to let their frustration from last night carry into today. The attitudes obviously carried out on the ice, and I know Miller's a very hardworking player, but you could definitely tell, even as a sophomore, how much leadership she had out there on the ice.
Well, she's certainly one of a player that we look to provide offense. And I know she's been a bit snake-bitten and been a bit frustrated with how things have been going. But, you know, this is the type of player she's certainly capable of being. She's got, like you say, she had presence. She had her feet moving. I thought her line mates did a great job, Cicely Nelson and Summer Thibodeau. And they just had a real solid game for us. But, and you know, Lauren was the one that was fortunate to be on the end of the goal scoring. But I thought her line really had a solid game.
You did tweak the lines today, trying to get a little bit of a spark, and you certainly got that. Do you go back to the old lines, or do you keep going with these?
You know what? We'll just get back to Bemidji, and you know, probably give Monday off after the long trip. But you know, Tuesday we got to start preparing for a real big series in Duluth, and you know, we'll talk about it. We'll look at it. I think this group. You know, there's certainly a lot of combinations we could put together and we'd be successful. So that's again, a credit to the players. And I know whoever we'll put out there will be ready to go come Friday or Saturday over in Duluth.
Well, I talked to Emma Terrace in my pregame show, and I actually cut out part of her interview. And I told her before the game, I said, you know what? I did ask her about being one of the few players on this hockey team this year that hasn't gotten a point yet. You know, she was still looking for her first career goal, her first career assist. And funny thing is, her family went crazy when they thought that she had that goal, which ended up being Lauren Miller's. But she ended up with 3 assists today. So obviously that had been on her mind. It's nice to see your freshman class contributing like they have, even on the assist side of things.
Oh, no question. And, you know, we talked about it last night. I thought Emma had a solid game last night, and she followed it up with another very good game tonight. And she's done a real nice job for us. And to see her again be rewarded in the form of assists, I mean, those are just as important as the goals.
Great goaltending again from Brittany Mowat. Another shutout by your sophomore, all WCHA rookie team, athlete from last year, and 10 wins for Britt this year. You got to be pretty impressed with how your goaltending's been so far.
Oh, no question. No question, Kelly. You know, Britt, she just gives us so much confidence as a team. And, you know, she had to make some big saves. I was impressed with this Lindenwood team. They had some gals that could skate and quick, and he got pucks to the net. And she was just rock solid. And that's, again, when you have that kind of goaltending, it just helps, no question.
And it certainly helps you going into next weekend, a big weekend at Duluth. How do you prepare your team for what might be a very emotional for the Bulldogs and their coach?
No question. The Saturday game is going to be, like we said, it could be an absolute gong show. They've got Facebook postings saying, come support Coach Miller and the Bulldogs. So we expect a great crowd, which will be fun. It'll be a fun environment. But the most important thing is how, you know, there's three huge points that are out there, and we have an opportunity to pass them if we can get one on Saturday, and that's what our focus is going to be. I'm looking forward to it. I know the team's looking forward to it. They're already talking about it, so we'll have a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to go come Saturday.
Well, we've got a 12-hour bus trip or more on our way home. A win definitely helps that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to watching the last three episodes of the Harry Potter series.
I am too. Thanks so much, Jim. Congrats again.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. And, of course, yes, we still have to finish the Harry Potter marathon on the bus this afternoon.